Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And this is Thursday morning. Good morning and welcome to Weekend Eve, Friday Eve, as producer Tim calls it. All right, so Ukrainian officials freaking out this morning after Joe Biden greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine. It was an unbelievable statement, but not a surprise to WRD listeners, not to listeners of this show. They understand how Joe works when it comes to Russia and China. They own him. They own Hunter. Absolutely and unequivocally. There is no doubt about that. And once you understand that, you understand everything Joe does as regards Ukraine, Russia, and China, because they own him. Hunter took millions of dollars by wire from the Russian mayor of Moscow's wife, one of Putin's confederates. When the UK Daily Mail asked her brother, who acts as her spokesperson, why did you give Hunter millions of dollars? It doesn't look like he did much anything for y'all. He said, oh, for access. We were buying access to America. They're not even hiding it. It was illegal for Hunter to take the money. You have to register as a foreign agent. Ask former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort about that. Oh, wait, you can't. He's in a jail cell because he forgot to register as a foreign agent. Didn't bother. You can't take that money if you don't register as a foreign agent. That's how this works. They know that. So the second that they give it to you, they've got you. You commit a crime in taking the money. You cannot report it to the IRS if you're not registered as a foreign agent. He didn't. It's one of the many reasons Hunter Biden is under investigation by the FBI. They have an open investigation into him for money laundering. And money laundering is simply when you take money illegally and you do not report it to the IRS, because you can't, because you'd be admitting to a crime. So the Russians know the second he took the money, and he did. It was flagged by the Treasury Department. That's how we know he took the money. It was flagged as a potential money laundering transaction by an algorithm, not a staffer. That's how we know. That's how Senator Ron Johnson was able to find that Hunter took that money from Russia. That this is all out and open for anybody who wants to go find it. And nothing has been done about it. Nobody talks about it in relationship to Russia and how we're doing it is absolutely outrageous. There is one thing and only one thing we can do short of, you know, invading or sending, you know, our bombers over to Russia to stop the invasion of Ukraine. There's only one thing we can do to control what Russia does. One piece of leverage that we have. There is no other. I mean, we could throw their diplomats out and they'll throw ours out. So we go round and round with that. Nobody cares. We could put sanctions on a handful of Russian companies. We probably will. Nobody cares. That could have any effect on them. But they have an economy that's 60% based on oil, natural gas, and minerals. 60% of their GDP, that's massive. There's only one thing Russia has wanted for the last 20 years, just one. To become the world's predominant energy producer. And there's only one way to do that. Just one way. You got to sell oil and in particular natural gas to Russia, to Europe. Russia fought a war in Afghanistan to be able to run a pipeline through. That failed. They then cut deals in Iraq to run a pipeline through. They then went and wiped out ISIS, a great cost to themselves, in Syria in order to be able to run a pipeline through Syria. So they were going to arc it down through Iraq, across Syria, and up into Europe. That's how badly they want you. You want to know why? Why was Russia in Syria fighting ISIS? I mean, it's good that they were. We weren't. We were funding them. That was during the Obama administration, and then into the Trump administration, we switched sides and decided we didn't like ISIS anymore. Once Trump was in charge. Why was Russia killing ISIS? Not because they're good people. They're self-interested people. Their plan was to run the pipeline across Iraq, across Syria, and arc it up into Europe. Have energy supremacy. And almost complete control of European politics. That's how badly they wanted that pipeline. They were willing to put it through territories they would have to defend militarily. And Joe Biden says, shoot, yeah, you gave Hunter a couple million dollars. No way. We'll just green light the Nord 2 while we shut down Keystone. And Russia said, thank you. And so Joe Biden, had he not green lighted the Nord 2, easily could stop this invasion. He could do whatever he wants, but he gave it away. And Russia knows this going in. They know this. They know, he said he just greenlighted their pipeline. It was the thing they wanted the most. They wanted George W. Bush to do it, to greenlight the pipeline. He said no. They wanted Barack Obama to greenlight the pipeline. He said no. They wanted Trump to greenlight the pipeline. Trump, who was allegedly owned by Russia, right? What did Trump say? No. Has there been a Nord 2 pipeline? No. They had to go kill ISIS. They had to wipe out a caliphate to get their pipeline. Joe said, oh, shoot, man, you gave Hunter a couple million bucks. We appreciate that. Take the pipeline. They own him. The money they give, just like the Chinese, is a die test. They can look up and see if you're registered as a foreign agent. He's not. Hunter's not. You take it. What do? They got you, number one. But number two, they watch where it goes. They follow the wire transfers. They know what percentage Joe got. Was it 10? Was it 20? I don't know, but the Russians do. FBI does, too. That's why they've opened the investigation into Hunter, and they've left it open. It's a form of protection. Oh, us? Yes, we know about that. We did see Peter Schweizer's book about that. We did see the hearings in the Senate. We did see the Treasury flag that transaction as an illegal money laundering transaction. So we got a cover for Hunter. We'll just open investigation into him and just do nothing. We'll take the laptop so nobody else has the evidence. The original copy. And then we'll just pretend none of it's going on while Russia owns our price. He is literally owned by Russia, folks. Now, I told you he would do nothing. He did better than nothing yesterday for his friends, the Russians, who have total blackmail material on him. You know what he did? He greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine yesterday. I think, wait, what? Did I miss it? No, it was very subtle, but he did it. And it was shocking. And it was so bad, Psaki was walking it back, and State Department was walking it back, but damage is done. Want to hear him green light the invasion of Ukraine? You want to hear that? He didn't have a choice. He's a fully owned subsidiary of the Russian government at this point, much like the Bank of Russia. That's who he is, except he's a criminal. He's also our president, unfortunately, or they say he is. Here's Joe Biden greenlighting the invasion of Ukraine. Well, if they just do a little invasion, as long as it's not a big one. Let's try this again.
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc.
He just greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine. Well, I mean, a little invasion would be okay. You sent my boy a couple million bucks. Please don't tell anybody about that. Please don't tell anybody about that. If it's one thing if it's a minor incursion and we end up having to fight about what to do or not to do. Okay. So first he greenlights the invasion of Ukraine. This is unbelievable. If Trump did this, oh my, this morning, it would never end. Especially if he had taken money from the Russians. But okay, what can Russia expect from NATO if they, you know, do this little invasion? Not the big one, but the little one. He told him that too. Quote, there are differences in NATO as to what countries are willing to do, depending on what happens. It's very important, he said, to keep NATO on the same page. That's why I'm spending a lot of time, and there are differences. Okay, what did he just say there? What did he just say there with all of that? He basically said, Rush, well, I'm going to let you invade. You gave my boy a couple million bucks. I'm cool with that. If you invade, you won't face severe consequences. The follow-up tells Russia that NATO isn't united on how to respond to Russian aggression against Ukraine and probably isn't going to be able to get its you-know-what together. So, you know, if you do a big invasion, we'll talk about it, but we're not really united. We're not total green light. If Putin doesn't invade now, he's crazy. This is the best chance he's going to have. The best chance. Heck, if Joe kicks a bucket, God knows what Kamala will even do. I'd roll those tanks right now. I'd roll them if I were him. And by the way, folks, Joe knows what he's doing. He did this on purpose. This was not an accident. He knows he cannot stand up there and deliver an ultimatum, given the blackmail material they have on him. He cannot stand up there and deliver in strong terms an ultimatum to Russia. He can't do it. Too risky for him. So he's got to give them an out. Well, what he's saying is, well, I got to sound like kind of tough here, but you go ahead and invade. You do that. Folks, we have not had a president this fully and openly owned by our enemies in our lifetimes. Maybe since the founding. And so obviously owned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you noticed this? As a society, we're getting sloppy. I see signs of this all the time. We're getting sloppy. We're trifling. Look that up in the Urban Dictionary. We're trifling, which is where you just, you know what? You're so lazy. You're not actually trying, but you want to look like you're trying, but you intend to fail. And I can give you examples of this in so many areas of life. You know what one of them is that drives me nuts? Put on your clothes before you go to the store, darn it. Put them on. People can't even get out of their pajamas to go to the store. Have you noticed this? During a time like this, your pajamas. You're wearing your PJs in public. Good God, pull yourself together. I you know what I'm seeing lately? First, it started with the pajamas, right? I swear like a quarter of the people in Walmart are wearing their pajamas. All right, maybe 20%. I don't know. Now they're wearing slippers. They're on their bedroom slippers. This is, they can't even put shoes on. And this is, that's just one example. It's just in so many areas of life. This is why, you know, it used to be, you know, on your mama's worst day, you might hear her drop cuss words. Now, cussing? Our politicians do it. God, politicians would have never cussed in public in the past. It's just sloppy. Like, their standards are just, yeah. And look, folks, this is just one more sign. It's a small sign. It's not the end of the world or anything. But I mean, it makes sense that if people can't bother to put the clothes on to go shopping, that they couldn't bother to, you know, formally make a meal. We're not even eating anymore. We're not eating meals anymore. We're snacking. They say this started with the pandemic for some reason. I don't know why. We were trapped in our homes, right? We had more time than ever. 69% of Americans now prefer constant snacking over full meals. And many don't even bother to have a meal ever. They're saying that's one reason we may be rounder than we used to be. We're much less likely to do this three square meals thing. Now, it's not entirely bad. Some diet experts even say snacking is better than having the meals. The problem is once you start snacking, you're snacking all day, you lose track of what you've eaten. Unlike with a meal where you can go, okay, that was however many calories. I do that. I look at the calories of what I'm eating for the most part. Helps me keep track. Because it's really easy to not realize you've overeaten. Or you've had too many calories for the day is a better way to put it. 69%. So meals out the door. We could barely get dressed. Put on shoes. Nah. Send me signs of this when you see it. You'll start looking for it. You'll see it. Just the sloppiness. Texture writes, hey, Tara, do you worry about the accuracy of those millions of home tests? Well, yes, I do. I don't believe them. Texture writes, Russian tanks are heavy. When they attack Ukraine, they have to have hard, frozen, or dry ground. Watch the Ukrainian weather. That's when it will happen. Texter writes, yeah, I know the Odyssey app is down. I'm sorry. We're working on that. I've already contacted management. I apologize for that. You can stream us live, by the way, off our website, 1063WORD, in the meantime. Again, I apologize. Texter writes, Tara, while waiting for my flight, I played the game of counting people wearing PJs at the airport. Texter writes, it's when wearing Crocs in public became acceptable that society died. Yeah, just all went downhill from there. Texter writes, a lot of these texts are about the app, and I apologize for that. Texter writes, one of the worst takeaways from the Biden speech is he gave the green light to Russia. Well, he did. He absolutely did. That's exactly how Putin will take it. And he won't be wrong. He won't be wrong. All right. Oh, Texter writes, Tara, I've noticed the stores don't even carry nice, dressy work clothes any longer. They are only carrying comfy lounge wear, and it's utterly frustrating. Yeah, and the loungewear is getting more informal too. You know, it's like bigger and bulkier and loungier. No. See, I knew this was coming, but I hadn't seen it yet. Texter writes, Tara, I've seen people come to work in their PJs. Oh, no, that's what's coming next. You know what it is? You know what it is?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So slid in my car for the second time yesterday afternoon. So still a little icy in places out there. A little fishtailing. Nothing I couldn't handle, of course. So what do we want? Another wintry mix? Not me. I'm done. I'm over it. But we may get one. Possibly. Chances are increasing, they say, for a wintry mix to develop across the upstate tonight through Saturday morning. Beginning with rain and ending with snow accumulation. So be on the lookout for that. Plan accordingly. Yeah, so they're saying cold front will cross the upstate and usher in colder air today. Friday evening, we'll see the best chance of snow for accumulation with a 40% chance of precipitation. So we'll see. Just a heads up on that. Here's a heads up on this, folks. And every couple of weeks, I see something that gut punches me where I'm like, wow, that is... a trend or a thing that does not bode well. And let me tell you what this doesn't bode well for. This country has become like oil and water. We have two very distinct cultures that are completely foreign from each other. And they cannot coexist. And if you had any doubt of that, this poll from Rasmussen should disabuse you of it. We can't live together. We can't. We can't compromise. There's no, you can't compromise with these people. They are stark raving mad to the point of insanity. This poll of Democrats. And you got to ask, are they becoming fascist? Are they fascist? Listen to this. 59% of Democrats in this Rasmussen poll of likely voters, 59 favor confining all unvaccinated people in their homes except for cases of emergency. So you'd become second-class citizens and you couldn't work. They don't care if you starve. 48% of Democrats, a plurality, by the way, 48% of Democrats think the government should fine or imprison individuals who publicly questioned the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or online in digital publications. So you know everybody who got canceled for being right, including yours truly. The first time I got put in Facebook jail, it was literally for posting a picture from the side of my mask box. saying that it didn't work to stop the spread of viruses. They said it was fake. It was literally a picture of the manufacturer's warning. I went to Facebook jail. They'd put me in real jail for that. Think about that. 48% of Democrats, a plurality, think the government should fine or imprison individuals who question the efficacy of existing COVID-19 vaccines, which don't work. They don't work. And again, we found that out in a leak from the CDC. Well, the CDC and the FDA were still lying to us. Literally that week, the leaders of the CDC and the FDA were still lying to us about the efficacy on TV. 2 days later, they had to go back on television and admit they don't work to stop the spread. They were saying they were 95% effective before that. So the doctors, who knew damn well that was a lie, the left to put them in prison. And they were right. So this shows you what I've been telling you. I've been telling you the left is using cancellation on social media merely as a stepping stone to put you in prison for wrongthink. This proves it. Plurality of Democrats want to fine you or imprison you for questioning the efficacy of existing COVID-19 vaccines, and they're wrong on that. It gets worse. They'd also like to round you up for wrongthink or wrong behavior. 45% of Democrats, a plurality, plurality in a poll obviously means they couldn't get a majority, but the largest number of Democrats, the biggest group, 45% of Democrats favor requiring unvaccinated citizens to temporarily live in designated facilities or locations. So they want to forcibly quarantine you in COVID camps. And I bring this up, folks, to show you how radical they are, how frightening they are. This isn't about COVID, this poll. Don't think it is. This is about everything. If they would do this about COVID when they're wrong, that's why they don't want you to talk about the efficacy of vaccines, because there isn't any. They can't win the debate, so what do they want to do? Fine you, imprison you, and shut you up. Round you up. And it will be this way on the next issue and the next issue and the next issue. This is what has become normal to them. They are frightening. 47% of Democrats, again a plurality in this question, favor a government program using digital devices to track unvaccinated people, including microchipping them, to ensure they are quarantined or socially distanced from others. I think the most chilling is the willingness of 48% of Democrats, again, a plurality, to throw people in jail who question the efficacy of existing vaccines. That's frightening. It means free speech is dead in this country if they ever get total power. And look, folks, we're seeing them move in the direction of doing this stuff. I mean, has anybody else but me really paid attention to what's going on this week? The New York Times called specifically for war games. War games to plan for our major institutions, including our military, on our soil to combat right-wingers, who they say will start a civil war or a secession. So we need to be ahead of that. We need to have our military geared toward right-wingers on our own soil. That was 2 days ago. They even put a tweet out about it. Time for war games. Time for war gaming. Then last week we learned, what are they doing? Special Department of Injustice unit to go after right-wing domestic terrorists. Not left-wingers. Not the ones who did $2 billion worth of damage, burned our cities down, and did $500 million worth of damage in Minneapolis alone. No, not them. Not left-wingers. They're very specific. Right-wing domestic terrorists. They are preparing to do what their base wants. They are not out of the mainstream of their base, who wants you jailed and fined and maybe put in a camp for going against whatever is hot today that they're lying about, because they're always lying about something. This isn't conspiracy stuff. This isn't minority opinion stuff. This is the mainstream with these people. And wouldn't you know, did you see this? Literally right after the New York Times calls for war gaming, for a war on our soil against right-wingers who they say are a who they say are an extreme threat to democracy, the U.S. Army delivers. Did you see this in right up the road in North Carolina? U.S. Army announced they are set to conduct a, quote, guerrilla warfare exercise later this month in North Carolina, as demanded by the New York Times. Got to get ready for the war against the right wing. The troops will be battling freedom fighters. Freedom fighters. Insurrectionists. And those who want to secede from the Union. Well, we're going to have to secede if they're throwing us in prison for wrongthink, for misinformation. So when you think about this, this is not just something Mark Zuckerberg came up with. This is not just something, this is what where they are going. Because their base wants them to. And that is astonishing to me. It's so much worse than I thought. The exercise will serve as a final test for Special Forces Qualification Course training. It places the candidates in a politically unstable country known as Pineland, where they'll have to, you know, battle right-wingers who don't accept the outcome of an election. You know, they could tell the soldiers they're battling the Chinese, Russians, Iranians, North Koreans, other foreign enemies, but instead they have them training to kill freedom fighters with liberty flags. And last year, we watched them purge the military. Is all this connecting up for you? It is for me. It is for me. You put that on top of earlier this month, the Justice Department creating a new specialized unit focused on only right-wing domestic terror. They cannot look at left-wing domestic terror, just the right-wing kind. They're going to be very busy trying to find it. As in, there isn't any. It's going to be a tough job. We need to wake up. And that's when they're not labeling us domestic terrorists and sticking the Homeland Security on us using a Patriot Act for going to a school board meeting. String it all together, y'all. Folks, you know what? I continue to be amazed at the bullets we're dodging. You ever had a close call? Maybe when you're driving, or you're like, oh, thank God. I really should have gotten creamed on that one. This country exists like that right now. I mean, truly, when they stole the two Senate seats in Georgia, I really thought the country was done. And yes, they did steal them because of all the out-of-state voting that was allowed. Shame on you, by the way, if you return Brian Kemp down there in Georgia to the governorship. He oversaw it all. I thought we were done. Country done. And we're not. And the whole thing is hanging on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And really, honestly, on Susan Collins and Mitt Romney, too. Because, I mean, if we have two defections, we're done on any of it. But the Senate Democrats failed to advance their election steal legislation. Would have almost completely outlawed voter ID. Every election would be Wild West after that. You'd never be able to figure out who voted or whether they were legally voters. It would be wild. Anybody who interacts with the government would be signed up to vote. So they do that to register the illegals to vote. And then you can't ask for ID. So, I mean, we would have de facto illegal voting by illegal immigrants, which is what they want. And it failed. 49-51. And one of those votes was Schumer switching his vote for procedural reasons. So it was really a one vote swing. Razor's edge. It would have allowed Democrats to manufacture and stuff ballot boxes, and we couldn't stop it. It would have federalized elections. I mean, total disaster. Total disaster. It also, by the way, would have given voting rights to felons. and we just barely dodged it. We would have a very hard time winning elections at the national level if that vote, if that had passed. And we'd have a much, much harder time winning back Congress. They needed this ahead of the midterm so they could stuff the ballot boxes again. And what they're trying to do here, folks, is in the last election, what they did was suspend laws. You can't suspend laws. Legislatures can change them. But secretaries of states can't suspend laws. Judges can't just suspend laws because it's COVID. Oh, it's COVID. We won't have that law. No, you can't do that. But they did. Well, so they're looking for a way to do this again. And the way they're doing it is nationalizing elections and then going state by state and suspending laws that protect the integrity of the vote so they could cheat. So, I mean, we did dodge that. Absolutely dodge that. We're dodging the destruction of the filibuster right now. You won't recognize this country if they get rid of the filibuster. I mean, we've been talking about this on the Battleground podcast. You see the crime in L.A. and San Francisco? Oh, that's coming to your town. The filibuster is the only thing holding that back. I mean, the BREATHE Act frees all federal prisoners within 10 years. It allows people to sue police officers personally. These aren't being police officers left. They need sovereign immunity to protect them, or they literally can't afford to do the job. Not personally, they can't do it. I mean, all of that, that literal chaos that you would see in the street, it's being held back by 1 to 2 votes. It is unbelievable to watch it. The damage I thought they would have done by now. It's like a miracle, honestly. Just hanging by a thread. We are so incredibly lucky. So incredibly lucky. Check out yesterday's Battleground America. It's called The Wild West Returns. And it's about what's happening in blue areas. I focused a lot on this yesterday and what will continue to happen if the filibuster is allowed to be removed. They want to make sure there's no escape from blue states, that it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to live in chaos.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.